Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning I have with me Jeff Mocco, who's the president of the National Floor Covering Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Sure. Well, we're down here in a kind of a rough place to be, but some people would call us crazy, I think. We're down here in Cabo St. Lucas at your annual meeting, or your spring. I think you have two meetings a year, right?
We do. Yeah, spring and fall.
Okay, so we're down here at your spring meeting, and we're in Mexico during all this swine flu, but we really haven't seen much exposure to it down here, have we?
You know, I have become very educated on the swine flu. No, there has been no reported cases of the swine flu in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico, somewhat limited to Mexico City, but I got to tell you, I never thought I'd learn so much about the flu. Whatever you want to know, just ask.
Okay. Well, it did. I mean, it didn't affect the crowd, your meeting group too much. I think about 20 people or so didn't make it. So it had some effect, but mostly on the vendor side. I think most of the members came, didn't it?
We had, I think, five members opt not to come. We had two vendors choose not to come. Other than that, everybody's here.
Okay. Just for those people that don't know a lot about the National Floor Covering Alliance, it is an organization of about 36 members, isn't it? Is that right?
That's correct, 36.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and they represent how many storefronts? Do you have any idea?
You know, I'm afraid I don't. Several hundred. Most of these dealers are large dealers and have multiple locations, and I apologize, I don't know the exact number, but it's hundreds across the U.S.
And this is the big group. This is the group that's kind of the elite group, if lack of a better word, because most of the people in this group they've been in the business a long time. They have several stores. There's a couple of really big ones like Nebraska Furniture Mart, Sam Roberts, R.C. Willie. It's a big group, and we're down here with, like a lot of the meetings that are held with some of these other groups, but this one's a little different. One of the things I want to definitely point out is your vendor meeting day was very interesting. Why don't you describe exactly how that happens?
Well, sure. We have a roundtable event where we set up one table for each vendor. In this case, I think we had 22 vendors attend, and then we split all of our NFA members up, and they are required, starting at one table, to spend 20 minutes with each vendor. So every vendor that comes is guaranteed 20 minutes with the decision maker of the member that's here. When we polled a lot of the vendors, we asked them, what do you think the cost would be if you had to fly to 36 different cities to talk to the corporate executives of some of your largest customers? The cost was staggering compared to this event where they can do it all, and they can do it all in one day. That coupled with the fact that the vendors are here for 3 days, so there'll be a couple of dinners that we can go to, and one day that's a free day where the vendors will socialize with the NFA member on different activities. It might be this week was zip lining or deep sea fishing or golfing. So I'm not sure which gives the vendors more benefit, that 20 minutes one-on-one with this big dealer or the day they spend on the golf course. Both are great.
That's right. And I got to tell you, I've talked to both the members and the vendors after that vendor day, and they say it's probably the best recipe because they deal with some of these other groups, and they just can't believe, the 20-minute one-on-one time. They say they really enjoy. Even if you don't do business with a vendor, you still do 20 minutes with them.
Right, and I think that's probably even more important. If you're doing a lot of business with a vendor, of course, they know you and they know a lot about your business. And whatever deals they have, a lot of them you probably already know about. What's really beneficial to a lot of these vendors is they're going to get 20 minutes with a guy that says, I'm not buying from you. Well, what a great opportunity to find out why. You're not buying from me, why not? What is it that I'm not doing? What should I do? And so whether they're buying from these vendors or not, they find it very beneficial.
All right. Well, another thing I was going to ask you about, I think you did a poll recently and asked some of the members to say, what is your definition? What is the benefit of being part of the NFA? And I guess you had a Jay McDonald with Custom Carpet said something real concise. You remember what he said?
Well, he wrote it down. It was so concise and, perfect the way that he said it. In any case, the gist of it was what we get out of this is we get to meet with 36 like-minded, similar-sized, self-made, typically large dealers, almost all non-competing. So the open sharing of ideas is something that we just don't see, normally in business. I can ask a guy what his margins are, what his strategy is on marketing a certain product, how he handles labor, whatever the case may be, and there's absolutely no problem in giving that information openly. Now, Jay said that a lot better, but that's, I think, what most of the NFA members find is the biggest benefit. They'll sit down with guys like them and say, I'm having a problem with my workers' comp. Can you tell me how you do it? And all of a sudden, between the two of them, they come up with some ideas.
You know, the first night I was here, I ran into Sam Roberts down in Houston, Texas. I said, why do you come down here every time? And he said, well, he says, I'm already glad I came. He said, I was looking for a special species of hardwood flooring. I got down here and I met with another one of the guys. He knew where I could get it. And that alone, he said, you know, was made it worth the trip.
Oh, yeah. He got that information from another member. Yeah, there's no question. You know, just from great products that I might be using that somebody else doesn't have to, you know, a different idea for shelving in the warehouse. You know, whatever it is, there's not a risk of sharing some secret to your competitor. So these guys will share everything. So yes, it's always beneficial.
Well, Jeff, tell me, I mean, other than being president of the National Floor Carving Alliance, you also have, I mean, you're one of the members and you have an operation. So tell us a little bit about that real quick.
We've got a store. It's Mako's Floor Covering Center in Wisconsin. We have 7 locations and a commercial division. We fall about somewhere in the middle of the NFA pack. Our NFA requirements, to get in our group, you have to be at least a $10 million retailer. And we're somewhere in the middle. We do a fair amount of commercial, large commercial work. We have a separate company that does union work, and then new construction and replacement remodel.
Okay, great. And as you serve for president, it's a 2 or 3 year term. Is that right?
It's a 2 year term. I'm currently in the first year of my term. I was actually the NFA president last year, finishing out Sam Roberts' second year of his second term. So I was reelected this year, and this will be my term, and I will be the president till the end of 2010.
Now, our listeners are divided, you know, about 60-40, 60% being retailers and 40% being manufacturers. If there's a manufacturer out there that's interested in being at one of these 22 tables, what do they do?
Well, it's a challenge to get into the 22 tables. Those are the NFA core vendors, if I could use that term. And we have a very limited space for that. You know, we've got other guys that would like to do it or people that would like to do it, but we just don't have the time. So to get into that group, you need to be doing business with a large number of the NFA members, certainly be able to service all NFA members, and be a larger vendor. If there's vendors out there that are new to the NFA or they're doing business with one or two NFA members and they want to expose themselves to other NFA members, that format might not be applicable. We have another format that we have for new vendors that want to get associated with the NFA at surfaces. And that's a little bit less formal, very similar format, but a little bit less formal. But in any case, you have to be invited, I guess would be the best way, by the NFA to be a member of our core vendor of the NFA.
So if they're interested and want to get on the list or at least start talking to you about it, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me anytime they want. My email address is Jeffrey M. That's JeffreyM at MakosFlooring.com, MakosFlooring.com, or check the NFA website. Lisa Browning is our executive director. They can certainly get in touch with her. I found Lisa's been in this industry for many, many years, and she knows a lot of manufacturers. So if they want to get in contact with her, they can. A lot of times I hear from a member, hey, I'm doing business with this guy, and I want him involved in the NFA, and then I call him. So that's kind of how it goes.
And what is the NFA website?
NationalFloorCoveringAlliance.com. I think that's what it is.
Oh, it's spelled out.
Yeah, I think it's spelled out. And in ours, floor covering is one word, which we know is incorrect, but that's the way it was done years ago. So National Floor Covering Alliance, spelled out, correct.
Okay, great, Jeff. I appreciate you spending time with us and our listeners. We've been talking to Jeff Mako, who's president of the National Floor Covering Alliance. We've been conducting this interview by the pool down here at Cabo St. Lucas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.